Mahdi, you mentioned about Shaka.
Yeah.
In the Yajurveda context, what does Shaka mean, Maharaj?
Branch. Every Veda has got so many branches.
Hmm.
Why did they? Just like a tree, from the beginning itself it branches out, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what happens when a Veda becomes too big because additions are going on?
Hmm.
Suppose there is Rig Veda. Hmm. Some great person is following the Rig Veda. And he has some realizations. And his realizations are, in course of time, added to Rig Veda.
After Rig Veda, okay.
That's one. Then when it becomes too big, it becomes what is called uncontrollable.
Mm.
So the guru decides to give it. This disciple will get this part. This disciple will get this part, etc.
Mm.
Only we have to remember, every disciple gets at least one Upanishad, minimum.
Oh.
So that he will not say, I did not get a Upanishad, so the Shakha is incomplete.
Oh.
So Shakha's came, disciple, and disciples' disciples, and their disciples, in course of time, some people add, some people die. So many Shakhas have died. What we have now is not even, they say, 2% of what it was.
Mm.
Swamiji also tells the same thing. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, Maharaj.
All right.
Maharaj, I hope it is not very much related, but the question is about this Vasanta Panchami you are talking about. Why Vasanta Panchami is celebrated in Shishir Ritu, not in the... After Yugadi, normally Vasanta Ritu should come.
Correct.
I can understand Holi festival, but not...
I do not know why it is so, but it doesn't matter for us which is celebrated when. The purpose is, without the grace of the divine, without the grace of Saraswati, knowledge will not come. Without the grace of Mahalakshmi, Ananda will not come.
Yes.
So, do not worry too much about why when. You can celebrate every day if you want.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, Maharaj, Maharaj, for following along in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which translation book would you recommend?
You see, we have got a small, in our Ramakrishna order, there are two translations. One is by Swami Madhavanandaji, and one of the best translations, but with Shankara Bhashya. We do not need that kind of explanations for our day-to-day life. So there is another one, smaller one, just the original and the translation, published by, I think, the Madras Chennai Matha, long back. But there is also one which I liked quite well, by Swami Shivananda, the Divine Life Society, Rishikesh.
Okay.
Swami Shivananda is well known for putting many abstract terms into the simplest terms. So that is available freely as PDF. Okay.
Okay, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Pranam.
Pranam, Swamiji, Guruji, Maharaji, Pranam.
Okay.
You mentioned the four Mahavakyas and very in a kind of a sequence order. And you mentioned that it's only at the third stage, Tattvam Asi, that the Guru comes. And I would imagine that that's really the whole process of Sharanagati and, you know, so. But why the first two also, I think,
okay.
Meets the Guru?
Okay. Though I said I see an order in that, sequential order. But every Mahavakya is taught to a fit disciple, any of the Mahavakyas.
Sure. Okay.
Huh.
And why is in Prajnanam Brahma, you said it's really more in the field of the scholars. Isn't that very vital that we actually sort of are initiated into that Jnanam?
See, we are following Sri Ramakrishna.
Uh-huh.
What is the... His teaching, your parent is God,
okay.
Indirectly,
yes.
In simple words. You are a child of God. You are a child of Sri Ramakrishna and Holy Mother. And they are not two, like man and woman.
Yes.
So you follow his teachings.
Uh-huh.
And by his grace, that is the emphasis given by Sri Ramakrishna. God's grace comes in the form of a guru who comes to you and as if he is showing you this is the path you have to follow. That is nothing but his grace, like your GPS.
Okay.
Is the same understanding. Any of the Mahavakya will lead ultimately to the same truth. But I just wanted to say that every one of us should go through all the four Mahavakya. That was not my intention at all.
Okay.